From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of February 6th and February 13th, 2023. This is the last of a series of three planned episodes this winter on the Virginia General Assembly. That's part of Midwinter Etude by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia. The astronomical midwinter date of February 3rd was also just about the midpoint of the Virginia General Assembly's planned 46-day session for 2023. This year, the Assembly has been considering nearly 2,400 bills, including budget bills with proposed amendments to the current biennial budget. About 130 of those bills involve water, either focusing specifically on water resources or on land uses that have impacts on water. This is Virginia Water Radio's annual episode, giving you a chance to imagine being an Assembly member and to consider how you'd vote on some water-related measures. I'll briefly describe 9 measures. After each description, you'll have a few seconds of a ticking clock sound to decide if you would vote for or against the idea, and then I'll give the measure status as of February 3rd. Numbers 1 and 2. House Bill 2004 would require Virginia Natural and Historic Resource Agencies to establish policies and procedures for consulting with federally recognized tribal nations in Virginia when the agencies evaluate certain permits that potentially could impact those tribal nations. The bill was in a House committee, while its companion bill, Senate Bill 1332, had passed the Senate. Number 3. House Bill 1917 would require the Board of Health to adopt regulations governing public swimming pools and other public water recreational facilities. The bill was in a House committee. Number 4. Senate Bill 897 would allow the Governor's Agriculture and Forestry Industries Development Fund to be used for aquaculture, and it would specifically designate money from that fund for a blue catfish processing, flash freezing, and infrastructure grant program. The bill had passed the Senate. Numbers 5 and 6. House Bill 1485 and Senate Bill 1129 would, among other provisions, delay for 4 years or 2 years, respectively, the effective date for regulatory actions on certain agricultural practices under the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan, which was required by the 2010 federal Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load process. The House bill had passed the House and was in a Senate committee. The Senate bill was on the Senate floor. Numbers 7 and 8. House Bill 2189 would require certain industries to test their wastewater for several of the substances known collectively as PFAS chemicals and to transmit the results to the relevant wastewater treatment facility. And Senate Bill 1013 would require waterworks owners to notify customers when certain PFAS chemicals are present in the water supply above certain levels. The House bill was on the House floor and the Senate bill had passed the Senate. And number 9, Senate Bill 1012 would prohibit state agencies from using single-use plastic bags, cutlery, straws, water bottles, or food containers, except during a declared state of emergency. The bill failed in committee. These measures, like most bills or resolutions, involve much more detail than you've heard here, and bills often get amended significantly. The Assembly's website, virginiagenerassembly.gov, has tools to help you get more information and to express your opinions to Assembly members. The 2023 Virginia General Assembly is scheduled to adjourn on February 25th, so time is quickly ticking away. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's opening music. We close with another musical selection, whose title reflects the rapid pace of important business that characterizes General Assembly sessions. Here's about 25 seconds of The Race, by the Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, Virginia-based band, The Steel Wheels.
Tempest turn and the winds are wailing. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.